The daily body count. Every single day, 150,000 people stop existing, 130,000 from disease. Diseases are very effective at their job. 80,000 were preventable. You had the technology, you just chose not to use it. 13,700 are children, which matters if you believe children should continue existing. That's 59 9/11s every single day. After the first 9/11, America invaded two countries and spent $2 trillion. After the 50 daily 9/11s, humanity shrugs and checks Instagram. Every hour, 6,225 deaths. Every minute, 104 deaths. Every second, 1.7 deaths. If you took everyone in a decent-sized stadium and deleted them, that's one day. Then do it again tomorrow, and the day after that. Forever. You'd run out of stadiums before you'd run out of corpses, which seems like poor urban planning. That's the body count. Now let's talk about the bill. The financial cost. While you read this sentence, disease just deleted $12.6 million of human potential from existence. By the time you finish this paragraph, $60 million more will evaporate into cancer treatments, heart surgeries, and funeral expenses. Also, Dave from accounting's weird rash, but that's probably unrelated. Humanity hemorrhages $397.4 trillion annually to diseases that are basically just engineering problems with meat robots. That's more than the entire global economy, every year. You lose more money to disease than you make doing everything else combined. It's like running a lemonade stand that costs more in lemons than the entire GDP of Earth. Wait, you say, demonstrating basic arithmetic skills. Global GDP is only $101 trillion. How can we lose more than everything that exists? Because economists forgot to include the dying part. For centuries, economics measured productivity without accounting for the people who stopped being productive on account of being dead. This is like calculating the cost of a plane crash without including the plane, the passengers, or the fact that they were going somewhere. The actual bill. Economist-approved misery accounting. Here's what disease actually costs, translated from economist-speak into human language. Direct medical costs mean paying doctors to Google your symptoms in a room that costs $500 per hour, totaling $8.2 trillion. Lost productivity means sick people make fewer spreadsheets, decreasing global PowerPoint supply, totaling $6.7 trillion. Lost human life, or disability-adjusted life years, or dailies, means dead people contribute zero to the economy. Economists finally noticed, totaling $382.5 trillion. The total disaster is more money than exists on Earth, totaling $397.4 trillion. Let me explain that last one, because it's where the real horror lives. How to measure suffering without feeling feelings, the daily.
Disability-adjusted life years, or DALYs, stands for disability-adjusted life year. That's economist speak for quantifying human misery without having to look people in the eye. One DALY equals 1 year of healthy human life deleted. Die at 40 instead of 80? That's 40 DALYs. Spend 10 years severely depressed? That's 5 DALYs. Economists calculated that being miserable counts as being half dead, which is oddly accurate. The entire human species combined? 2.55 billion DALYs annually. That's 2.55 billion years of human potential, dissolving annually into medical bills and funeral expenses. What the WHO thinks you're worth, less than a Tesla. The World Health Organization decided 1 year of human life is worth 1 to 3 times GDP per capita. They made this calculation sober, which is surprising.
Let's use 3 times GDP per capita. We're optimists who think humans are worth at least 3 years of their economic output. This is the most generous estimate bureaucrats could manage, and it's still less than a luxury sedan. The math is simple and horrifying. The value per healthy year is $150,000, less than a Tesla, apparently. The total DALYs lost annually is 2.55 billion years. Multiply these together? That's $382.5 trillion of human potential. We flush it annually down the toilet labeled diseases we haven't cured yet because the money went to bombs. Let's break down this apocalypse by time unit. $397.4 trillion annually breaks down to $1.09 trillion every day, more than most countries make in a year. $45 billion every hour, enough to fund a mid-size cancer research institute. $757 million every minute, more than most lottery jackpots. $12.6 million every second, a new Tesla Roadster worth of human potential, gone every second, forever. By the time you finish this chapter, about 10 minutes, disease will have cost humanity more than the entire Apollo moon program. We went to the moon for less than one chapter's worth of disease costs. The math is, as your children say, not mathing. What's actually deleting everyone? The greatest hits. Here's what's killing people while you read about what's killing people. Heart disease causes 20 million deaths annually, which is 54,800 every day, meaning 500 will die while you read this chapter. Cancer causes 10.4 million deaths annually, or 28,500 per day, and 260 while reading this. Respiratory disease causes 6.5 million deaths annually, which is 17,800 per day, and 160 while reading this. Dementia causes 2.6 million deaths annually, or 7,100 per day, and 65 during this chapter. Diabetes causes 3.4 million deaths annually, or 9,300 per day, and 85 while reading this. Kidney disease causes 1.4 million deaths annually, or 3,800 per day, and 35 while reading this. Tuberculosis causes 1.3 million deaths annually, which is 3,600 per day, and 33 while reading this. In total, 55 million people die annually, which is 150,000 per day, meaning 1,370 will die while you read this chapter.
1,370 humans will permanently stop existing while you read this chapter. That's 5 747s crashing every 10 minutes, forever. If this happened to actual planes, you'd ground all flights within an hour, and the 24-hour news cycle would collapse from overuse. But because it's disease, you call it natural causes and go back to arguing about parking. While you're busy testing 0.00003% of potential cures, 10 million people annually will die from antimicrobial resistance by 2050. Bacteria evolved faster than we did, which is embarrassing. 600,000 people annually die from malaria. Mosquitoes, 600,000. Humanity, zero. 10.4 million people annually die from cancer, your own cells killing you because they forgot how to die. 20 million people annually die from cardiovascular disease, hearts that gave up on humanity. Can't blame them. Each death represents someone's entire universe ending, a grandmother who won't meet grandchildren, a scientist who might have cured the thing that killed them, $4 million in lost economic value, if we're being cold about it, which economists always are, infinite sadness if you're the one dying, mild inconvenience if you're not.
Your body is not magic, it's just broken. Your body is a machine, not mystical, not in balance with the universe, a biological machine made of 37 trillion cells. And like all machines, it breaks. Machines can be fixed. Every disease is just a broken part. Cancer is cells with broken stop buttons. Alzheimer's is broken garbage disposal in brain cells. Aging is everything breaking at once, very slowly. Rude. You don't fix them because you haven't tested 99.99997% of the repair tools. There are 166 billion possible molecules. You've tried roughly 0.003% of them. That's like trying to find your car keys by checking one pocket, then giving up forever. What this actually costs. The $397.4 trillion disease tax is optional. Not optional like you can skip it, but optional like it's not a law of physics, just a choice humanity keeps making. It's the price you pay for being too slow to fix your own broken meat robots. Every day you delay costs another $1.09 trillion. Not theoretical future money, real human potential dissolving right now into medical bills, funeral expenses, and GoFundMe campaigns. Meanwhile, politicians argue whether you can afford to test molecules. Your priorities? Written in your budgets. Military budget? Get $7.4 billion daily to practice ending human life. Medical research? Gets $185 million daily to practice extending it. That's a 40-to-1 ratio in favor of death over life. If aliens intercepted your budget spreadsheets, they'd conclude you're a death cult that occasionally dabbles in medicine as a hobby. We have intercepted them. This is accurate. The future you're paying for. Somewhere in the future, there's a Tuesday when
cancer is a minor inconvenience, like a cold. Hearts are as repairable as carburetors. Death is optional, not mandatory. Aging is something that happened to your ancestors. Every day between now and that Tuesday costs you $1.09 trillion. That's the real invoice, the actual bill for choosing bombs over grandma's cancer treatment. The future is waiting. You're just too busy building better ways to explode each other to notice. The explosions are very impressive, though. Full marks for spectacle.